Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andy Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the New York Giants, Joe Genewich. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting second. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug McWeeny. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Doug McWeeny. And now, play ball. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom takes first base on ball four. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lindstrom tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callahan for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kritz moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Callahan. Hogan reaches second base with a double. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a fly ball into center field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gene Witch, and towards Crawford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lindstrom hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Callahan. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lindstrom moves to third. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Doug McWeeny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWeeny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hogan takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. Reese moves to second. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0 for 1 in the game. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Jackson scores. Reese moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McWeeny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-1 in the game. Stripp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Stripp moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Stripp scores. Ford moves to third. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Doug McWeeny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWeeny is 0-for-1 in the game. McWeeny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford misplays the ball. That's an error on Crawford. Ford scores. Gooch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Reds. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gene Witch fields it and throws to first for the out. Gooch moves to third. McWeeny moves to second. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reese, who is chasing the ball. Kritz reaches third base with a triple. Gooch scores. McWeeny scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Reds. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lindstrom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ford. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry moves to second. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to third. Ott moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Terry scores. Ott moves to third. Crawford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Reds. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Reese reaches second base with a double. Ott scores. Crawford scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Reese moves to third. It's 6-5, Giants. Ken Ash now pitching. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hogan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. It's 7-5, Giants. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Joe Genewich. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-3 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Leach reaches second base with a double. Hogan moves to third. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lindstrom takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Hogan scores. Leach moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Giants. Benny Frey now pitching. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stripp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Cuccinello moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 5. The Giants will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Marty Callahan. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kritz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ethan Allen now playing center field. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hogan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hogan moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindstrom for the out. Hogan moves to third. Leach moves to second. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stripp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 8-6, Giants. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gooch hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson pinch hits for Benny Frey. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 6. The Giants will come to bat. Archie Campbell now pitching. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. K. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kritz takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-4 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and moves to third. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Kritz moves to second. Leo DeRocher pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stripp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Kritz scores. DeRocher moves to third. It's Giants, 8, Reds, 8. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Kurt Walker pinch hits for Tony Cuccinello. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 8. The Giants will come to bat. Kurt Walker now playing right field. Chuck Dressen now playing third base. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hogan takes first base on ball 4. Doc Marshall pinch runs for Shanti Hogan. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing bunts towards first. Stripp scoops it up and throws to first, with Kritz covering, for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Allen. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. It's 9-8, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. Francis Healy now catching. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Lucas pinch hits for Archie Campbell. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Cincinnati Reds, 8. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.